Ted Cruz has pulled out of the race for the US presidency, clearing the way for Donald Trump to become the Republican Party's nominee. Mr. Cruz made the announcement shortly after it became clear that he'd lost the state primary in Indiana. Mr. Cruz told supporters he'd given the campaign everything he had.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed. And so, with a heavy heart, we are suspending our campaign.
At a victory rally, Donald Trump paid tribute to the Texas senator, despite trending insults with Mr. Cruz hours earlier.
We had a tremendous victory tonight. It was a tremendous victory. Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy. And he has got an amazing future.
Donald Trump said his aim was now to defeat the Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton in November. Here's our North America editor, John Sopel.
A massive victory, declared Donald Trump, and for once the billionaire showman wasn't engaging in hype. A property tycoon who'd never held any elected office is now, barring something totally unforeseen, the Republican nominee for the presidential election in November. It's been a brutal bare-knuckle fight with a lot of harsh words traded. Now Mr. Trump must build bridges and try to unite the Republican Party behind him. That will be no easy task.
In the Democratic Party primary in Indiana, Bernie Sanders has narrowly beaten Hillary Clinton. The result does little to affect Mrs. Clinton's lead in the overall race, and she remains the clear frontrunner to secure her party's nomination. The Canadian authorities have ordered the evacuation of the entire population of a city in the province of Alberta because of a huge wildfire. Mandatory evacuations are in effect for at least 60,000 residents of Fort McMurray. Lee Carter reports from Toronto.
Fire officials and residents were taken by surprise at the speed and ferocity of the fire, which spread suddenly through the city, located near oil fields in the western province of Alberta. Residents spoke of only having seconds to leave their burning homes and not being allowed to take their belongings with them. The Canadian military is poised to help fight the fires. Alberta is no stranger to wildfires, but already this is the largest wildfire evacuation in the Canadian province's history.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The corruption scandal, which has caused months of upheavals in Brazilian politics, has deepened with a call for new investigations into top politicians. The Attorney General has accused the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, of playing a key role in the diversion of funds from the state-controlled oil company Petrobras. He also asked the Supreme Court to investigate President Rousseff for alleged obstruction of justice. A parliamentary committee in Britain has called for an inquiry into whether British weapons are being used against civilians in Yemen in breach of humanitarian law. The International Development Committee suggested that arms sales to Saudi Arabia should be suspended until the allegations have been investigated. James Landale reports.
For more than a year now, a coalition of Saudi-led forces has launched airstrikes against targets in Yemen. Its aim to oust the Iranian-backed rebels who seized power in 2014. The UN says more than 3,000 civilians have died and more than 5,000 have been injured. The International Development Committee said there was convincing evidence that both sides had breached international humanitarian law through indiscriminate bombing that failed to protect civilians. The MPs said the allegations should be looked at by independent investigators.
Islamist militants in the Philippines are threatened to kill three more hostages if their demands are not met. The captives from Norway, Canada and the Philippines appeal to their governments for help in a video. They're surrounded by heavily armed gunmen from the Abu Sayyaf separatist group. A prominent Jewish refugee who fled Nazi Germany for Britain as a child has written to the Prime Minister David Cameron, urging him to accept 3,000 Syrian child refugees. The children are unaccompanied and currently housed in refugee camps in Europe. In his letters, Eric Reich says it is incumbent on us to provide sanctuary to those in need. MPs at Westminster will vote on the issue again next week. BBC News.